Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Point of View.
Monday to Thursday, 8 to 10 p.m.
Well, thank you so much for staying with us. If you remember, you may be somebody that remembers the old, and everybody keeps referring to the old African Bank. Yes, it was established by phenomenal group of African men and businessmen, and we really want to pay tribute to one of those people who really got us as a nation very, very proud to call ourselves black. Willie Modise is a stalwart of the Motsuenyane Foundation, who's been very patient with us. Mr. Modise, thank you so much for your time. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening. You have gone a bit faint now.
Have we gone a bit faint for you? Is it better now for you?
Yeah, it's a little bit better now.
Well, really appreciate you making time to pay tribute to Dr. Sam Motsuenyane, who passed away, unfortunately. But wonderful, wonderful memories. Everywhere you go, people just really have nothing but honor and wonderful things to say about this great giant.
That's right.
Your own personal relationship with Dr. Sam Motsuenyane.
My own personal relationship spans 44 years.
Yes.
When he recruited me to come and work with him in the formative years of the African Bank.
Yes.
Not to work as a clerk, but to work as a mobilizer, you know, to conscientize black people to accept the reality that they can establish their own bank and they must trust themselves. Mm. So I, you know, drove across the and crisscrossed the country with him long before we had any technology, long before even we could sleep in hotels. We shared some bed in a number of places in pursuit of, you know, where the promotion of the cause of the self-development of the people.
Mm.
Because the challenge that we had was that black people did not believe that they can run the bank and look after the other black money. They didn't trust that the black man can look after their money.
Yes. I mean, he spoke of way, way back in 1964 when NAFCOC was established, that very first meeting actually is where the idea, the seed was planted, and they gathered, I think he says, about 70 rand that they put aside for a fund. And it was only years later that eventually, you know, a bank was put together after a couple of visits to other parts of the world. And
yeah.
I want us to talk about in that room when NAFCOC sat down and said, no, we're not leaving until we actually commit from our own pockets the 70 rand. What was the vision?
Look, Dr. Motsuenyane had recently been back from the United States, North Carolina, where he was on a USALEP exchange program,
yes,
where he had gone to study soil sciences.
Yes.
But during his stay there, he had an opportunity to witness the struggles of the Negroes, as they were called at the time, who had only been emancipated about a century or so back. So they had then established what they called the Free Men's Bank. And when he scrutinized the reasons and the rationale behind the establishment of the bank, he saw similarities between what their experiences there and the experiences back home here.
Mm.
So when he came back home, because he had been attending what was then NACOC, National African Chamber of Commerce, without an F.
Yes.
They then picked him up to, number one, first of all, as their was in their editor in the newsletter they were producing. And then towards the end of the year, then at the beginning of the year, then he then planted the seed of the idea of the People's Bank, their own bank.
Mm. And of course, the whole point of it is that, you know, African people, African businessmen were struggling to be funded by white capital.
Yeah, African people could not qualify for any white capital loans because they did not have security. They did not have title over any property. You know, simple confidence that, you know, the white institutions could lend black people money was dominant, you know. They were out of the economic cycle, you know, except being consumers and supporters of white institutions. You know, you used to argue that when, like, on a Friday, when the train moves from Park Station, JP, back to various parts of Soweto, then black people are carrying lots and lots of money. But the first thing in the morning of Saturday, they are carrying all that money back to spend in the white area, in the white businesses. That was his problem. Coupled with the fact that they were not using the money they had earned to develop themselves.
Yes, and the idea came about that you know, maybe let's collect a rand from 18 million black people at the time to put the bank together. It really wasn't easy to do that, right?
It was easier said than done, you know. Where Mr. Maponya at that time.
Yes.
Mr. Maponya stood up and said, "Man, look here, man, we are struggling and we have got no reason to struggle. If the Reserve Bank wants us to put down 1 million rand, then we can do it like yesterday." We are 18 million in this country.
Yes.
If each one of us puts a rand on the table, then we will even put a lot more than 1 million that the Reserve Bank requires.
Yeah.
Well. But then they had to collect some money there, as we would say.
Yes.
And they could only come up to 70 rand.
It's one of those bittersweet moments, because the will was there from visionaries, but we are told that, you know, the black people were reluctant. There was a trust deficit to give and hand over money to a collective that they were not sure were going to secure their funds in a bank, in the form of a bank.
That was super dominant, you know, where black people did not just have trust, you know. Did not have just trust on another black man on the issue of keeping their money. Even after we had opened, you know, the first branch, like in Harankua, you had to be careful who you talk to. Because I was doing what we were then called the business development, you know, I was moving around, you know, touting people to buy shares and also to use the services of the bank, you know. Now, you had to be careful who your friends are. If I succeed in getting you to put your money in the bank, and then tomorrow you see me talking to your enemy, then you go come back to the bank and take your money, saying that I will tell your enemy your secrets. So that's how far the distrust went, you know. So it was very difficult, but during those days, you know, where the support came largely from the rural and lesser educated people, you see. The learned people, not many as they were, did not really give that much of support, you know. But nonetheless, hello?
Yes, we're here, we're listening.
Yeah, nonetheless, Dr. Mutsonyane was a believable and credible person. As we moved in the rural communities, in all the communities, you know, where people were inclined to accept what he says and do the little best that they could do under their circumstances. But then the question of 1 million was never reached by black people. Because what then happened, that to close up the deficit between what they had and 1 million, he then spoke to Barclays Bank in England.
Yes.
And they agreed that they would assist the bank. But when he came back home here, the register of the bank and the politicians argued that he cannot take a foreign bank and give it that opportunity. That's how then the banks like Nedbank, Standard Bank, Foscas, Trust Bank came into being shareholders.
Yeah.
They both then participated as shareholders. But then he had to slog on and try to make an attempt to reach his million, you know. That was a challenge.
In the end, you know, there was some the bank came together. And as you said, the journey was difficult, the journey was long, trust had to be built and so on. What happened in 2013?
Look, the principal and critical challenge we had from the beginning was the know-how and skills. We didn't have black people who were competent enough to come and run critical areas of the bank, let alone lead it in any way. Mm. That's one. Mm. Two, we did not have, black people did not have security. Such that around 2000, earlier, even earlier than 2014, management was more inclined to give away money with very much unreliable security to match up the lending. Then come 2014, we had gone long over what we were supposed to do, because the banks are regulated by the Reserve Bank, and you give reports there, and then they protect the interests of the public first. Now, when the Reserve Bank realized that we have taken money from the public, we have given more money out, and then the likelihood of us getting any significant amount of it back was remote, then they stepped in. And then the Reserve Bank had to put in $5 billion to stabilize the bank and remain there from 2014 until 2021, when they pronounced that they believe that the bank is now stable. It's on course after they had done a lot of restructuring. And then they are then moving out. You know, we were given the opportunity to play to make an attempt to acquire a stake on the portion that the Reserve Bank had covered. But still then, 2021, black people could not raise any sufficient capital to acquire whatever little portions the Reserve Bank had allocated to them. Hmm. Now, that led us to where we are, where we have very good management team in place, but still the ownership of the bank is not it's not black. It is in that respect then, and not on course, you know, with the mission that Motsuenyane and his peers of the time established the bank for. Mm.
You know, it's really wonderful reflections, and we know that even as he passed, he still had that wish, you know, that Africans can...
To the last minute, you know, where I spend a lot of time with him, man. I spent a lot of time with him. I was seeing him almost every fortnight because I am coordinating a few of his projects, including the group that is in place to work on the reacquisition of the control of the bank. Mm. So the brain remains sharp to the minute, to the last minute. Mm. Only the body gave it. And the passion and the yearning for the things that he had wanted to see working and functional, and you know, helping the people being self-sufficient. His thirst for that never died.
Well, I really appreciate you taking the time to really honor this giant that has fallen. Willie Modise is a stalwart of the Motsuenyane Foundation, as he reflects and as we pay tribute to Dr. Sam Motsuenyane, who passed away recently. 5 minutes.
Yeah, my stable in relation to him. I am working on the board of a committee that is working on the reacquisition, and also working on the resuscitation of NAFCOG, because the NAFCOG that we have today is the diametric opposite of what they had for the 22 years he was in the leadership.
Well, we'll look forward to those developments. Thank you very much, Mr. Willie Modise, there paying tribute to Dr. Sam Motsuenyane.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.